News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. All hope appears to be lost after a massive mudslide swallowed up an entire village in northeastern Afghanistan. The death toll jumped overnight to more than 2,100, but it's feared it could be as high as 2,700. The exact number of victims, however, may never be known, as authorities announced today that they've stopped trying to dig through the hundreds of feet of mud. Also, House Republican leaders are moving toward appointing a select committee to investigate Benghazi. A select committee would be given broader powers to investigate the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, which killed four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. The U.S. Department of Energy is going to build a gasoline reserve in the New York City Harbor region and New England. The reserves would hold a combined 1 million barrels of gasoline to provide short-term relief following disasters like Hurricane Sandy. A Stevens Point man is lucky to be alive after his boat capsized in the Wisconsin River Friday morning. Portage County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jim Posniak says 64-year-old Lawrence Meixner was fishing near the Highway HH boat landing in the town of Linwood, west of Stevens Point. Posniak says neighbors downstream saw Meixner clinging to his boat and calling for help.
A husband and wife saw this guy clinging to a capsized boat going down the river, and she called 911. And he jumped into the neighbor's pontoon boat and went out and rescued the guy.
Posniak says their quick action likely saved Meixner's life. He says he does a lot of fishing when he's not on duty and knows the river well. He says with the fishing opener this weekend, he would actually wait before going out on the water.
Stay home and wait for next weekend. It might be better because on the river right now, the water is extremely high and extremely cold, and you'll only last a few minutes in that water. So I would wait for better conditions.
A Burnhamwood home was the site of a large indoor marijuana growing operation. Larry Lee has that story.
Shawnee County deputies executed a search warrant Thursday, and they found 30 plants and a substantial amount of growing equipment and supplies. The department received a tip that the occupants were growing marijuana inside. A 29-year-old male resident has been questioned and will likely face charges. His name has not yet been released. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Wisconsin Republicans seem quite confident as they meet in Milwaukee this weekend for their election year convention. We get more from John Colbert.
Delegates are looking forward to November and Governor Walker's expected matchup with Democrat Mary Burke.
He's going to be reelected without a doubt. There's no question in my mind.
We're very confident. He's got the record to support what he's done, and he deserves reelection.
Well, it's an election. You don't know how many illegal voters that there will be to take away our votes.
I don't know Mary Burke.
Events at the convention last night were closed to the press and public. They promised to open things up today, though, with speeches by the governor and other elected GOP officials. In Milwaukee, John Colbert for Wisconsin Radio Network.
The last of Central Wisconsin's state legislators has made his re-election bid official. 29th District State Senator Jerry Petruski announced Friday he will seek his first full term after serving the last 2 years of a vacated seat. Petruski was in the state assembly for 14 years before being elected to the Senate to replace Pam Galloway. The numbers are in for last week's statewide drug collection efforts. The Drug Take-Back Day held last Saturday, April 26th, and took advantage of over 180 collection sites at police and sheriff's offices around the state. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says the people of Wisconsin turned in 50,485 pounds of unwanted, expired, or unused prescription drugs. That's over 25 tons. Van Hollen is pleased the drugs are out of hands of people that may misuse or abuse them. And DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp is also glad to see the program succeed, since that 25 tons of drugs won't end up in landfills, wastewater treatment plants, or groundwater. Madison police say a suspect wanted in the stabbing of three people at an apartment complex was shot and seriously wounded on Friday. A spokesman says a dispute with neighbors may have led to the stabbings, leaving two dead and a third in stable condition. The incident is still under investigation. Police say the suspect is in critical condition. And it's Derby Day at Churchill Downs, the 140th Kentucky Derby set for today. California Chrome is the morning line favorite at 5-2 and will break from post position number 5. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.